Hi, everyone. It's Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. I'm doing my podcast in Florida before I end up heading back up north to join the remainder of my family for Christmas. And of course, after my quarantining period of 14 days, I'm down here. So I'm down here in the Americas during American Thanksgiving. And as everybody knows, it's quite an event here. Always celebrated at the same time. And I think this year, a lot of dislocation, a lot of people are going to places, but I know for myself and my family, especially my wife's family, I think I've mentioned before, they usually host somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 people, have a turkey bowl football game with the kids and the adults, this massive tent, and it's quite an event. And this is the first time in close to 50 years that they won't be hosting it. And so as I came upon the week, I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about. I read a whole bunch of articles that were completely depressing about the collateral damage that's being done through this whole period. And then this morning I get up and lo and behold, serendipity is waiting for me as it always is. And I open up my New York Times and Vinny Newberg has written an article that says, "I am thankful to be thankful. Last week, I invited writers to send us 6 words describing what made them thankful in 2020. It's a form of writing, a 6-word memoir popularized by the author Larry Smith. More than 10,000 people responded. And the author goes on to say how grateful he was. So what I thought I'd do today, and hopefully you can close your eyes and think about the things that would make you be thankful for yourself, and is maybe share some of these. And we all have our different impressions about different things. And so I thought I would start. 6 things to be thankful for this year. The backyard haircuts are getting better. Family reunions in January, February, before COVID. Missing family, but safer for them. I love this one. Saved a lot of lipstick money. No shame in elastic waist pants. Braless at home, no one cares. Teenage son who still likes to snuggle. My parents live 2 blocks away. And for some, not me, because I do love my in-laws, no better excuse to avoid in-laws. Reached age 92, grandson reached 3. I held my dying husband's hand. Held my son as he died, our kids after my wife died. My wife gave me her kidney. Got sober during 2020, stayed sober. Wasn't too late to say sorry. Faith, family, friends, dedicated medical professionals. Dr. Fauci and all the truth speakers. Volunteers who take experimental vaccines. Healthcare workers, healthcare workers, healthcare workers. Pandemic baby after years of trying. At 12 weeks, size of a lime. I love this. My toddler and my weed guy. 5,329 games of solitaire, won 5,286. Playing golf with my sons and daughters. So grateful to live in Canada. I'm just thankful for indoor plumbing. I'm thankful to be thankful. I'm bored, but not dead. Hearing Granny laugh on the phone. It's just a cold, not COVID. I watched her learn to read. Water cooler chats with my 6-year-old son. Thankful for learning in my pajamas. I teach funny, resilient 8th graders. High school, even in a pandemic. Survived the first semester of online university. 6 years later, wife completes PhD. Out of prison with a great job. rediscovering myself by reading the Bible. Tried, failed, failed worse, kept going. Americans waited in line to vote. Once again, my black vote matters. Biden won the election, thank God. Paris Climate Agreement returns in January. The first female vice president. The women who came before me. Democracy triumphed. Now pass the stuffing. Solitary Thanksgiving means no turkey. Lobster. Zoom Thanksgivings beats an ICU Christmas. Red, white, and occasionally rosé. There's really more kindness than hate. We're falling in love over FaceTime. Fell in love 6 feet apart. I have someone I can hug. Lost job, lost boyfriend, found happiness. Fell in love at the age of 75. I proposed and she said yes. I smiled at every one of them for two reasons. One, I shared in a lot of those. They resonated with me. And I realized in reading them all this morning and then reading them again for all of us, how we are all commonly linked in the same situation, probably not how anybody has ever been since at least the Second World War, where people felt a united feeling of displacement, suffering, disjointedness. And yet there is some sort of strength in the collectiveness of knowing that everybody in the world, in some form or another, regardless of the company, regardless of their socioeconomic position, regardless of their age or gender or racial background, is sharing that list of thankfulness. And some people may be fortunate to have many, and some people may be fortunate to just have a few. But everybody should be thankful to be alive and have an opportunity to be around when this next period of life begins. So the question really to one should be asking ourselves is, how are we going to take advantage of this opportunity when we come out the other end? What are we going to do to make our lives better? What are we going to do to make our professional lives better? What are we going to do to make our family lives better? And what are we going to do to make our relationships better? And, you know, let's not make this like a funeral. And you know what happens at a funeral. Everybody goes to a funeral. You see each other. And they go, oh, my God, Katie, I haven't seen you in ages. You know, we should really get together. And people you see and like and didn't like and make all these claims and calls of things you should do and shouldn't do. And then get on the plane Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. You go back and you just jump back into your regular life. And you just continue doing what you were doing before. So hopefully in listening to these thankful comments by so many people, you'll add some to yourself, and maybe it's a good thing to try at home with your family. I know we'll be doing that today when we have turkey dinner. We'll be asking each of the people at our table. My brother-in-law and his wife will be here with my nephew and my wife and a couple of our kids. The rest of the kids are scattered in different places, some in Toronto, Montreal, and in London. But we will take a moment and ponder what we're thankful for, and it'll always start with our health and followed closely by our family and our friends, which at the end of the day, through this period of time, I think that everyone can agree and attest that those are the three really most important things in our lives. Somehow all three of them kind of get lost along the way in the hustle bustle, but if nothing, this has been a great reminder. We can slow down our lives and we can smell the roses and take a little more time. So share with your family, ask the question. And if you want to send me a note and tell me what you're thankful for, that would be awesome. And otherwise, in the great state of sunny Florida, happy American Thanksgiving to one and all.